child came together for the first time. It had taken a while to find them. It hadn't counted on the storm. But no sooner had it alighted than it let out a wild squawk and took off again, losing itself quickly in the swirling clouds. The old woman glanced up with a start, then wrapped a blanket around the child. "Do you know what you'd like to call her?" A clap of thunder rumbled the sky, and the mother slumped down in exhaustion, holding the baby to her chest. They fitted together perfectly, one curved in the hollows of the other's arms. "I only wanted her to live," she mumbled, half asleep. "I hadn't thought that far. Maybe that will be enough. Maybe that's what I'll call her." The wind was still, blowing when Cora opened her eyes, shifting the curtains and revealing a crack in the window. She couldn't remember falling asleep. She couldn't remember anything after laying her head upon the straw and closing her eyes. If she'd awoken on the same patch of bloodied straw, it would have made greater sense. Yet here she was, indoors.
"The old woman must have carried me."
She frowned at the thought, trying to imagine it.
"She must be incredibly strong."
The next thought likely should have come first. It was for the baby. But she was new to motherhood, and a part of her still couldn't believe herself a mother at all. She had never planned on having a baby. To attempt such a thing, unmarried, was a common death. Not that she would have married the child's father. Not that she would have borne his children at all. Very little of what had led her to that point had been within her control, and yet there she was.
"And there is my baby."
She rolled onto her side, wincing against a dull ache, and gazed at the face of her sleeping daughter. It had been too dark to get the full image of her the night before, and what few memories she had were muddied by blood loss and exhaustion, but she could see her clearly now. They say all babies look the same, but she would swear this one was different. There was a finer cut to her bones, a delicacy to her features that defied those squash-faced infants she'd seen mewling around her village. She was sleeping now, but Cora wished she would wake up. She wanted to see those eyes, the ones she'd missed the night before. She wanted to know their color, to see them light with a hint of recognition, or even a fledgling smile. The birthing bed was often a death sentence to both the mother and the child. They had survived it. There was much to smile about. She curled her finger around a single wisp of hair.
"We didn't survive on our own. We had help."
For the first time, she lifted her eyes and looked around the room. It was sparse, nearly bare, with a dirt floor and single chest of drawers that had been partially opened to reveal a stack of knitted blankets. One of these had been tucked around her legs, and another was wrapped around the baby. A pitcher of water had been placed on a table beside the bed. She reached weakly for the glass, then dropped her arm. She looked instead to the baby.
"She must be hungry. I should try feeding her."
With a great deal of clumsiness, she shifted them closer together and attempted to lift the child to her breast. There was a bit of squirming, a snuffling sound she'd never heard. But her daughter was fast asleep. She tucked her back inside the blanket, lifting to her feet instead. There was more pain than she had imagined, and she had imagined quite a lot. A surge of old blood ran down her legs the second she was standing, staining herself into the dirt. The room swayed, and she took a moment to steady herself, clutching the drawers and clenching her teeth. She moved slowly, one foot after another. There was a noise coming from just beyond a thin wooden partition. She ventured hesitantly around the corner, pausing in the frame.
"Good morning."
The old woman spotted her immediately, glancing up from her washing at the sink. She flashed a quick smile, looking girl over.
"The baby lives."
Cora nodded stiffly, swaying on her feet.
"She lives," she answered, then added suddenly, "I was thinking of calling her that. Liv."
It was a common name amongst their people, but never had it seemed more appropriate. A girl who had survived against all odds. A girl who had clung to breath amidst the raging of a storm. The old woman smiled again, drying her hands on a rag.
"It suits her. My name is Carmen,"
she continued, finishing the rag's work on her apron.
"I told you that last night. Do you remember?"
Cora stared a moment, then shook her head. There wasn't much she could